The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Thursday, August 5th, 2010, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for the next 60 minutes of news, talk, interviews, information, music, comedy, and more by, for, and about the cannabis community. And joining me here in the studio, Rolla J Studios in beautiful Potland, Oregon, the chronic to my blunt man, Ganja John.
I like being called chronic.
Is that a good one?
I'm more of a connoisseur, if you know.
You're making words up now. Yeah. Also joining us in our virtual studio in beautiful Astoria, Oregon, the lovely and talented Cannabis Carrie.
Ooh, I think you should rethink that, Ganja John. You don't want sewer in your name.
You don't want chronic sewer?
Chronic sewer.
Yeah. Chronic sewer. Doesn't quite sound right. Cannabis Carrie brings us our news headlines right after the top of the show here. So what's in the news today, Carrie?
Well, coming up today for Thursday, August 5th, we have some shocking numbers out of Mexico that may be moving their government to assess their war on drugs. The Democrats in one eastern state push for medical marijuana, but first up, two shootings in California leave two men dead in almost identical incidents. So that and your comments, Russ, coming up on today's Hemp Headlines.
Oh, it's going to be a great show today. We got all sorts of news to discuss. Today is Groovin' Thursday for our Daily Toker Tuesday. So John Doe from John Doe Radio will be here to bring us some great music from Potluck and Tech Nine. Love those guys.
I love Tech Nine.
Oh, me too. Yeah. At 30 after the hour, we go down to our Southern California scene to visit with Terry Joyce, and she's bringing on Justin Alsman on the scene. We're going to talk about what's going on in Southern California and how people are reacting and mobilizing to support or oppose Proposition 19. And speaking of opposition to Proposition 19, at the bottom of the hour, a radical rant on a new website, stop19.com, that claims big tobacco and cannabis cartels are behind marijuana legalization. We'll tear that apart at the end of the show.
You guys should get really excited for that because these guys are assholes. Sorry.
All right, got to come up with another word, but it's people voting against their own best interests. I'm tired of it, and we're going to rant about that at the end of the show. Also want to remind everyone that you can get a hold of us here at stash@normal.org is our email. Our blog is at stash.normal.org, and you can follow us on Twitter to get all the latest breaking updates. I'm Radical Russ on Twitter, and Ganja John is Ganja John on Twitter, J-O-N on Twitter. Since we're going to be at Seattle Hemp Fest, if you want to follow what we're doing and where we're at, that would be the best way to follow us is through Twitter. We'll be giving you plenty of updates coming up in just 2 weeks.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation. The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, invites you to our 39th Annual National Conference, Legalization, Just Say Now, Thursday, September 9th through Saturday, September 11th, 2010, at the opulent Governor's Hotel in downtown Portland.
The war on drugs has been a failure. And I think that we need to rethink it and formalize about all of us.
Extend your visit through Sunday, September 12th, and you can also attend the free 2-day Portland Hempstock, the largest outdoor cannabis and music festival in Oregon.
I inhale frequently. That was the point.
Just Say Now, the Normal National Conference, September 9th through 11th in Portland, Oregon. Details available on the web at normal.org/conference or by calling 202-483-5500.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
A man was shot and killed in Lake County, California by a sheriff's deputy early yesterday morning during an investigation of a marijuana grow operation. The man was described as a middle-aged Hispanic male, but has not been identified. According to Sergeant Brian Martin of the Lake County Sheriff's Office, sheriff deputies were assisting agents from the Bureau of Land Management in a remote location. They discovered a typical outdoor grow operation of a few hundred plants when they encountered the man who was armed with a rifle. Deputies are reporting that they asked the man to put down his weapon, but say he instead pointed it at them and forced them to shoot the man. There were no other people observed in the area by the sheriff's team. A reverse 911 system was activated that called residents in the vicinity and played a recorded message about the incident in case others that might have been involved were seeking shelter. This shooting was the second reported over a similar incident. Last week, another man was killed by a Mendocino County sheriff who told an almost identical story. According to the Mendocino Sheriff's Office, a Hispanic man walking near a large outdoor marijuana grow in the early morning hours leveled a rifle at an officer and was shot and killed. Now, that man was in his early 20s. In the incident last week, there was a second man encountered in the investigation of that illegal grow, but he was able to elude police after the first man was shot. The officer in the shooting, in that particular shooting, is on paid administrative leave pending an investigation. Details on the other officer who fired the fatal shot in yesterday's shootings are not being released by the department, and neither officer has been identified.
Mm-hmm. And if they are, when they are, it will just be another case of, you know, them doing their job as they are instructed. But in other news, nobody was shot on any illegal tobacco fields in national parks. Nobody was shot in any illegal hops fields in national parks. No, it's just the illegal marijuana fields in the national parks. And unfortunately, because it's illegal, it forces these guys to not only go and try to make it as clandestine as possible and to use techniques to terrace the land and to fertilize and to fuel the generators and so on that can be bad for the land. Not only is we have all that damage, but it's also a crop that's worth half as much as gold by weight. So people have to protect themselves, not necessarily from the police, but from the robbers, from the jackers out there that would boost the plants away from the people that are trying to grow them. Because it's an illegal market, all disputes have to be settled by guns, and all security has to consist of guns. It's not like they can call the park rangers, not like they can call the cops if somebody's coming in to bust their crop. Again, legalize this. Put these crops under the control of regulation and government, where if there is a dispute, it can be settled in court. If there is someone trying to steal, you can call the cops. The problems with marijuana cultivation are all because of marijuana prohibition. We would be perfectly glad to follow the laws and be farmers like any other farmers and have our crops protected and be able to call the police and legally transact business and pay taxes and do proper hiring and background checks and all of that wonderful stuff. If you would just make it legal.
The Democratic Party of North Carolina has passed a resolution supporting the legalization of medical marijuana during their convention on Sunday in Fayetteville. Democrat Party official Perry Parks gave a speech that focused on the state's large veteran population. Parks, the veteran affairs liaison for the 8th District, pointed out that veterans are being arrested daily for using this natural medicine. He referred to the recent reversal of policy by the Veterans Administration, recognizing marijuana as a legitimate treatment for injuries and illnesses under the supervision of a doctor. After Park's speech, he called for a vote, and the resolution of support had a nearly unanimous decision. One party leader said the mood in the room after the vote left no doubt what the party leaders now expect of those they send to the Capitol. The resolution cites clinical trials from the University of California School of Medicine confirming the effectiveness of marijuana in treating traumatic brain injuries, post-traumatic stress disorder, and nerve-related pain, and a resolution unanimously passed by the U.S. Conference of Mayors calling for the removal of barriers to medical marijuana's use to treat PTSD and other war injuries. This marks the second time the North Carolina Democrats have asked their elected representatives to pass a bill legalizing marijuana for medical uses. North Carolina Democratic Party Executive Director Andrew Whalen said that the resolution this time around was geared specifically toward veterans who would be at risk of losing some of their health benefits because they use marijuana. A copy of the resolution will now be mailed to each member of the North Carolina House of Representatives, Senate, Council of State, and the governor.
This is fantastic news in North Carolina. We've spoken on the show before to Representative Earl Jones, who's been trying to shepherd a medical marijuana bill through the North Carolina Assembly. It looks like it's becoming ripe, fertile ground here for passing medical marijuana. This announcement, this resolution from the Democrats of North Carolina is great news. The only thing we'd have to worry about, though, is in the upcoming 2010 elections, whether or not Democrats would stay or gain any power in North Carolina. A lot of people are looking at this election as a possible rebuke election of the current Democratic majority that might bring in more Republicans into the office. And the question here now would be, do the Republicans support North Carolina medical marijuana? It would be the smart thing to do, of course, because the people of North Carolina support medical marijuana. In polls from coast to coast, we find public support for marijuana ranging between 65% and 81%. This is a supermajority support by the people who are way ahead of the politicians on the issue. If you live in the state of North Carolina, please get in touch with your legislators at the state and local level to make sure they know how you feel about medical marijuana. Now, here at Normal, we are working on getting a North Carolina chapter. We've got the North Carolina Normal up and running now. We're looking at getting more sub-chapters and regional affiliates within North Carolina. So if you're interested, send an email to chapters@normal.org. Or check out the North Carolina Normal website, ncnormal.org, and we'll get you in touch with them, and we can help expand the mission throughout North Carolina and the entire American South.
The Mexican government said yesterday that more than 28,000 people have been killed in drug violence since Mexican President Felipe Calderon launched a crackdown on cartels in 2006. This staggering statistic moved the president yesterday to publicly say that he would consider a debate on legalizing drugs. Guillermo Valdez, the head of the country's intelligence agency, said authorities have seized $411 million in U.S. currency and almost 84,000 weapons during the last 4 years. The president met this week with representatives of business and civic groups to discuss ways to improve Mexico's drug control strategy. Calderon's administration has taken a hard stance on drug control in the past, but has become battle-weary, leading to an openness to explore new approaches in Mexico's drug war. Calderon called the idea of legally regulating drugs a fundamental debate. The former presidents of Colombia, Brazil, and former Mexican President Ernesto Zedillo urged Latin American countries to consider legalizing marijuana as a way to undermine drug cartel profits, but Calderon has long said he is opposed to legalizing. Even though his comments showed a new acknowledgement of the cost of prohibition, his office quickly issued a statement last night, just hours after the conference, saying the president remains against the legalization of drugs, but clarified that he is open to debate on the issue. The Mexican government does not regularly break down murder statistics, but Mexican newspapers that cover the stories have been keeping their own count and concur that last month was the deadliest yet under President Calderon, with 1,234 people killed in July due to drug violence. To soften those numbers, the Mexican government was quick to point out that most of the victims were involved in the drug trade. Some of the attendees to the meeting criticized the government for not keeping statistics as a way to gauge the effectiveness of Calderon's drug strategy and said the government doesn't do enough to combat the financial arm of organized drug crimes. As the drug cartel ramp up the violence, journalists have been caught in the crossfire. Since December of 2006, at least 30 journalists in Mexico have been killed or have disappeared, and bombs and gunfire attacks on the offices of news organizations have led to a rampant problem of self-censorship in the media. Just last week, four journalists were kidnapped after reporting on a prison riot that began between two Mexican gangs. By Saturday, Mexican federal police had rescued two of the kidnapped journalists who reported being terrorized, beaten, and threatened with death. A change in policy is long overdue.
Absolutely. It's amazing what 1,200 or so bodies a month piled up on the streets in your country will do to your opinion about this war on drugs. Good for President Felipe Calderon for coming out and making this statement. But, you know, it's an uphill battle here. First of all, let me address them saying, well, it was 1,234 deaths, but, you know, a lot of them were involved in the drug trade. Well, as if they deserve to die over the drugs that they were peddling. Look, that's meant to conjure up this frame, this idea of these kingpins and bad guys, you know, firing out, shooting it out in the streets or something, and then, you know, of course they died because they got involved. No, a lot of times what we're talking about are the low-level people involved in the drug trade, the mules, the street-level dealers that are getting caught up in this, people in Mexico who have no other economic means to support their family throughout the incredible unemployment and the economy just bottoming out in Mexico. They don't have much other choice. So to try to soft pedal that as, well, they were involved in the drug trade. Well, yeah, they're trying to feed their families, a lot of these people. A lot of these very, very poor people are just trying to get by. So that offended me right off the bat. But looking at Mexico, this is something that's been, you know, building up. Of course, we had the three former presidents from Latin America, Cesar Gaviria from Colombia, Ernesto Zedillo of Mexico, and Fernando Cardoso of Brazil. They all agreed that they need to consider legalizing marijuana since it is a major source of income for the cartels. Our own Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has declared that up to 60%, 60 to 70% of the income derived by these murderous, torturing, reprehensible Mexican drug organizations comes from trafficking marijuana to America. It's because we're buying the Mexican marijuana. And I don't have a problem with people buying the marijuana. My problem is with us not legalizing it so that we can have a reasonable way to get a hold of the marijuana that doesn't involve putting the money in the hands of beheaders and torturers and people that dip people in acid. Okay? Let's legalize this and end the violence and bloodshed in Mexico. Now, to President Calderon, he said he's considering a debate on legalizing drugs. And first of all, that bugs me too when they say, let's talk about legalizing drugs. No, let's talk about legalizing marijuana. Then we can talk maybe about other drugs, but the bulk of the issue here is marijuana. When you say let's talk about legalizing drugs, the frame that puts in people's heads is, oh my God, there's going to be heroin at the 7-Eleven. Right? Let's start with baby steps, President Calderon. Let's talk about legalizing marijuana first instead of talking about legalizing drugs. But then President Calderon, through his office, issues that statement the next day saying he's open to debate, but he remains against the legalization of drugs. Well, if you got your mind made up already, what's the point of the debate? Right? You say, well, I'm open to a debate, but we're still going to keep it illegal. Right? What's the point of that? Wasn't that saying like, okay, instead of laughing you out of the room like we used to, we'll now at least give you the chance to talk about it, and then we'll keep drugs illegal. That's what it sounds like to me. President Calderon, if you are serious about addressing the problems in your country and taking down these Mexican drug cartels, change your tune to legalizing marijuana and have a little bit more of an open mind about the issue rather than saying you've already decided or that you're against the legalization of drugs. That's not going to help anyone in this situation. And especially when we start looking at the corruption involved in Mexico. This is not only going to help America and Mexico, but it's also going to help Mexico's law enforcement. We've told stories here on the Daily Audio Stash and Normal Show Live about Mexican cops getting caught taking $450,000 bribes for a month. right? These are guys who are making like $12,000 a year tops, right? When you convert it from pesos, about 12,000 bucks a year. You're going to make this guy make the decision between taking the 12,000 a year and being a straight and narrow cop or taking the $450,000 bribe per month to look the other way for the drug cartels. And keep in mind, in Mexico, there's a little saying, they call it plomo o plata, which is silver or lead. You can take the bribe, the $450,000 a month, or you can take the bullet, the lead, right? So your choice is $12,000 a year and possibly being assassinated versus $450,000 a month and really you just have to look the other way. You don't have to really actively do anything. It's obvious why there's so much problems in Mexico. It's because of the drug money, and the drug money doesn't go away until we start to legalize marijuana.
Speaking of mota.
Mota, cañamo, marijuana. Let's get it on. It's 20 after. We'll be right back after this break.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
White Talon, stop looking at me like that. You're creeping me out. Normal Show Live will bring you exclusive live coverage of Seattle Hemp Fest on the third weekend of August. You'll probably remember more of it than those of us attending.
Today I was walking down the street, to my surprise, yeah.
Been busted? Need a lawyer? Call the Normal Legal Committee for an attorney near you. Find one at norml.org. Remember, attorneys are cheaper than a lifelong criminal drug record.
It's that freedom. Freedom. I'm free to do whatever I
want. Pop past records.
Oh. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes. The best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Groovin' Thursday. Our salute to all the dopest beats and killer rhymes that we find in the best of rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, and funk. Brought to you by the John Doe Radio Show in Denver, Colorado. Accurate and informative marijuana reform news and entertainment. Available on the THC Media Network and johndoeradio.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
John Doe Radio.
John Doe here with your Groovin' Thursday tune on Normal Show Live. Some of Humboldt County's finest with a mix of flavor from Missouri, Potluck, and Tech N9ne join us this week to throw down. As many of you know, Tech N9ne has been around for a while and is one of the most successful, if not the most successful, underground rap artist ever. His raps with blinding speed send some people's heads into a spin, but to others it's the perfect mix of smooth and hardcore all in one. You either like him or you don't. Southern swang is also something else that comes through with Tech N9ne added to this song. Then add one of the best Toke session acts to the party and you have a truly poppin' song. Potluck is signed to the Cottonmouth Kings label, Subnoise Records, and as their name hints to, they're all about the greens. Potluck just released their greatest hits CD called Greatest Hits with My Buds. It contains a ton of collaborations on songs, including the Cottonmouth Kings, E40, Ed P.E., and even D12. Pick it up on iTunes or any other way, really. No matter where you got it right. Potluck featuring Tech N9ne, What We Are. I'm John Doe. Till we meet again next week. See ya.
What you're about to witness is one of the best collaborations of all time. Kansas City's, Humboldt County's, showing we are what we are.
Hey, yo. When I rap, don't never know what to do better. I'm out for the channel, but you pretty set. I got a mean vendetta. My team is too clever, never ever gonna stop, cause I rock forever. You ain't never gonna see me when I'm BD. When it comes to the rhyme, can't beat me. All the girls say, you can beat me. unbearable. When they lyrical, when they want a battle, they gon' die. Now we got the road to riches.
No lie.
Acting like cold to bitches.
Don't cry.
Gotta stand in the spirit with my hand in my dick, cause I wanna be saying I'm rich, bitch.
We're partying with y'all. We drinking ground up at the bar. We're smoking with y'all. Take it to the head till we fall. Ducking the law. We hit the corners till they got you. Fucking with y'all. Cause we are what we are. We're a party with y'all. We drinking ground up at the bar. We're smoking with y'all. Take it to the head till we fall. Ducking the law. We hit the corners till they got you. Fucking with y'all. Cause we are what we are.
Anybody got another pill? I gotta get a motherfucker to give me the artificial love, and I wanna be trippin', I gotta be high. Fuckin' the chicken, hella wicked until we die. Never the nigga to get a million when I'm trippin' and buckin' it. I'm a nigga in the party with the bitch, and I'm fuckin' it, but you gotta be ready to get a P.O. If you wanna start up a fight over raggedy hoes, me and Pop Love with the cocks up, and the hot slut tryna bust the nut before the side locks up. Giving a minute to get us up in it, but everybody shivering when I deliver the top pops up. Under ready, they made it a bomb with the heat. Making it so it ain't never calm in the street. Checking into a one time, nigga, we come from nothing, we bustin' like hell's bonds on the bubble feet. Verbally, you heard of me, murder the mental capacity, flippin' with Missouri, get back at me, pack up, think about me, take a second. Motherfucker with a tongue. Niggas, you better be steadily bringing the medley readily, cause every nigga thinking ahead of me will never be petty, because I'm breaking like a bullet from a gun. So what you really wanna do? Get back on the road, get a sack, crack the blue. Put a bitch in the back and I give her what she really want. A motherfucker to making it do what it do with a cover balloon. 151 Malibu rum and pineapple juice. You know the party gotta be fun. Compatible groups of niggas chilling with the homegirls and 707 with the liquor.
When I party with y'all, we drinking ground up at the bar. We smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Ducking the law, we hit the corners till they got you. Fucking with y'all, cause we are what we are. When I party with y'all, we drinking ground up at the bar. Smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Ducking the law, we hit the corners till they got you. Fucking with y'all, cause we are what we are.
Bartender, can I get another round with a little bit of ice and a lot more crown? Kick strong with the clowns when I'm in your town, but it all go down cause I got that sound. Say what I wanna when I talk, when you really wanna smoke, better try humble. Take a hit, G-Ryan, choke. Now you know why I'm so cold. Party all day and night with a hoe. Can I get that dough like I just passed go? When the next show better be the best, yo. Kick it out the hotel, I just get so Crisco. All the way to Esco. Flow magic and I say presto. Better nigga get a little sip of XO. I pull the best, I tell the bitch, let's go. I do what I do, rap what I be. Flow straight heat, getting hot in the street. Got what I need, you pop from the sea. You can take it from me, we the top for the peak. Do what I can for the fam. I am what I am, I'm another weed man. Green like a vegan, not a mean man. I don't got a green thumb, I got a whole green hand.
When I party with y'all, we drinking ground up at the bar. When I'm smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall. Ducking the law, we hit the corners till they got you. Fucking with y'all, cause we are what we are. When I party with y'all, we drinking ground up at the bar. When I'm smoking with y'all, take it to the head till we fall.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
It only comes twice a day, but I don't care. It's 420 somewhere.
All right, everyone. Time to check out Normal's Cannabis Community Calendar, which we can find at normal.org/calendar. Today, Thursday, August 5th, Philly Normal's having their open meeting at the A Space, 4722 Baltimore Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 7:30 to 9:30. They meet there on the first and third Thursdays of each month. And Philly Normal, one of my favorite Normal chapters. They're doing a lot of great work there out on the East Coast. Friday, August 6th, we have got Medical Marijuana Certification Clinic. This is taking place at Muskegon Normal Headquarters. The information can be found through Michigan Normal, minormal.org. Saturday, August 7th, Cleveland. Oh, but also tomorrow, Friday, we are live from the Cannabis Cafe. I can't forget that.
Oh, yeah, we can't forget that. So don't show up to your house tomorrow, then.
Don't be at my house tomorrow. Meet me down at the cafe.
Okay.
We got the wireless hooked up yesterday. I did some testing on it. Looks like it's good to go. So, in fact, some of the late night regulars were there.
And I think Silk right now in the chat is at the cafe using the internet. So
excellent, yeah. Excellent. So we will be there tomorrow and hopefully every Friday doing a live show from the world famous Cannabis Cafe in Portland, Oregon. For more information on the cafe, check out usacannabiscafe.org and also Oregon Normal, ornorml.org. Now, Saturday, August 7th, Cleveland Normal's August meetup on the South Side is taking place in Brecksville, Ohio. To get information, check out Cleveland Normal's website or check out meetup.com. Cleveland Normal. And in Wisconsin, Madison Normal is having a benefit at the High Noon Saloon from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. For details, check out madisonnormal.org. On Sunday, August 8th, the second Sunday on Main is taking place in Cincinnati at Main and 14th Street. Check out Miami Valley Normal, mvnormal.org. And finally, Sunday, August 8th, Madison Normal is celebrating their 6th birthday at the Tenney Park Shelter. So come out and celebrate from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. with the activists in the Upper Midwest of Madison Normal. For more information on Normal's cannabis community calendar, check out normal.org/calendar.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
The Normal PAC, the political arm of Normal, makes contributions to members of Congress and select state legislators who support our policies and advance legislation towards that end. Elected officials need to see that those of us who support legalization are serious about changing policy, are about more than just getting high, and understand the importance of supporting politicians who support us. Please make a contribution today to the Normal PAC and send it to the Normal office in Washington, D.C., 1600 K Street Northwest, Suite 501, Washington, D.C., 20006. Or go to the Normal website and make a generous contribution. It is an investment in our future and will help assure we finally re-legalize the responsible use of marijuana in this country. Thank you.
Weed.
That's Hoobie Valley, Hoobie Ha.
Weed.
Where any office boy or young mechanic.
Now it's time for a report from the epicenter of American cannabis culture with our Southern California correspondent. You know her from ComedyNation.com and her appearance as a finalist on season one of NBC's Last Comic Standing. It's our friend, cannabis comedian and marijuana activist, the lovely and talented Terry Joyce.
Okay, we just had Terry on the line and then it dropped right off of our Skype here, so we're trying to get her back on the line here. Also joining us will be her friend Justin, who will be with us just shortly. We're going to be discussing a little bit about Prop 19, and I want to encourage everyone who hasn't checked out Prop 19 to go to taxcannabis.org and just read the initiative for yourself. I have a word-for-word analysis of it up on our blog at stash.normal.org that could give you a little bit more information about it. It's all kind of written in the layman's terms, so you don't have to, I mean, we've got the actual legalese written down there as well as my interpretation of exactly what that means for the cannabis community. We're going to go to the phone lines now and talk with Justin first of all. Justin, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Justin. Normally we would have Terry on the line helping us connect and doing...
I'm here! Oh, can you guys hear me? I'm here.
Terry,
I'm
you've
actually
made
someone.
It.
you've
made it, Terry.
Hello!
Can you hear us okay?
Yes. I can hear you guys great.
Okay. Well, Terry, I was just kind of opening up by telling everybody about, you know, Prop 19. And, of course, it's a historic marijuana legalization for the state of California, the first legalization bill since 1972. And yet, and I'll be talking about this later on in the show, we've got a few people in California that are putting up websites and passing out flyers who claim to be tokers, and yet they're against Prop 19. Have you run into any of these people?
You know, I have not run into them at the moment. I have not experienced that yet. I am starting to hear, though, and sense a buzz against Prop 19 within the marijuana community.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there's definitely a feeling of that happening, and also a little bit of a lax on actually of the community, of the people that actually are behind it, to go out and really let everybody know why they need to vote for Proposition 19 or why we need legalization. So you know, I think that we're not as proactive as we need to be either. And I don't think we really know exactly what points we really want to say to people. I mean, it's a little bit, maybe we're toking on the bong a little too much.
Well, you know, Terry, we were just talking also with Justin before you came on the line, but I do want to give you the chance to give the proper introduction. Could you tell us all about Justin?
Justin is an amazing and a person, I believe. He's my co-host for Cannabis Times Radio Magazine, and also does a radio show called The Wise Guys, which is very and smart. Justin, is it four of you that's on the four different guys on the show?
Correct, there's four of us. Yeah, we talk about anything and everything. I actually have a third show, the SoCal show, that just deals with everything that's going on in Southern California and California in general.
Okay, now
on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, Justin, tell us where and when people can listen to your shows.
The Wise Guys is actually on hiatus. It's going to be on the same channel as the Cannabis Times Radio. But right now, our SoCal show is on noon on Saturdays on LATalkRadio.com.
All right.
So everyone, please listen. It's a lot of fun.
Well, let's get your take on this. So you've been down there, right there in LA, on talk radio, talking to the people about Prop 19. I'm sure you've heard lots of opinions and concerns about it. What are you hearing? What are you hearing from the people out there?
You know, to go back to your question or your point earlier, I'm not surprised that we might be seeing a little bit of the supposed tokers or supposed smokers doing this, because my mind goes to two different things, that it's going to be people posing on the opposition that are trying to show people that, hey, you know what, I smoke and I don't want it legalized because of these reasons. So there really is, opposition really has no footing other than to infiltrate and to muddy up the water, and that seems to be the opposition for a lot of controversial things that really have no ground. And I think that's going to be the goal, is to muddy up the water, because all the research, all the medical marijuana supporters, everybody, it's overwhelming in favor. It really is overwhelming, and the research is there to show that, you know, move on. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised to see if this is actually the opposition doing it. Now, if it isn't the opposition, I wouldn't be surprised if it's some of these people that are going to lose a lot of money if this comes down, a.k.a. drug dealers or people that have a lot of high interest stakes in this Prop 19, that nobody seems to be really thinking about the downfall of what's going to come with those people.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this opposition, we often hear a lot of people that are concerned with regard to their rights as Prop 215 patients. Could this be a case where maybe California's had it too good with Prop 215, that they're afraid they might lose something that's already good if they go for something that's new?
I think that's a possibility. I do think that's a possibility. Honestly, I don't. Here's the problem: is even as a supporter, I don't know if too many people know what's going to come after Prop 19 comes into law. I don't think people have really thought about they know they want it, but I don't think they know the ramifications of it. So I think as we start to learn more about it, I think people are going to step back and say, whoa, okay, what are we getting ourselves into? I mean, yes, taxes are good. Yes, it'll help everything, but what are we getting ourselves into with this? What are the ramifications?
As we look at the polling for Prop 19, it seems to be a nail-biter, you know, real close. You know, Field Poll had it 48-44 losing, but the Survey USA had it 60-50 ahead. I think the latest one was 62-36. So it's all over the map here as far as what will be the actual results of this. And this being a midterm election, a lot of people predict that the younger voters who might support Prop 19 would just stay home. What's your feel on the ground there as far as not just our community, but the overall public's understanding and support of Prop 19?
I'm concerned, honestly, because I don't think I don't think that the younger voters in general, which the supporters are of this, are necessarily voters. I mean, it's always Obama brought in a mass amount of voters last time and brought in the young vote, but I don't see anybody rallying the troops on this proposition. I don't see anybody. You know, really getting people motivated that, you know, I need to be motivated for this because this is a landmark proposition. This is a landmark thing in not only our state history, but United States history. And I don't see that happening. And I'm really concerned that those that are in opposition are always stronger to a cause than those that support it. And I think that's what we're going to start seeing.
There'll certainly have to be a massive get-out-the-vote effort in support of Prop 19. Terry, let me ask you about that. Do you see people involved in the cannabis movement down there, not just activists, but the businesses, the dispensaries and so on, pushing people to be politically active, to get registered by October, 12th or something?
18th.
Get registered by October 18th. Do you see that happening in the community, a get-out-the-vote effort of any kind, or is that where we're lacking?
I think that's really where we're lacking. I've always seen it from certain, like, for instance, Jay Coutee with the Patient Advocacy Network. She's very much about getting out and voting and pressuring the dispensaries or encouraging the dispensaries to get their patients politically involved. She is because, you know, she's a patient advocate. But I do feel that overall there is a lack. Right now, Lynette Shaw and I are going to put together some shows to rally around behind Proposition 19 September and October and those areas to start to focus some attention. I really do think that the community does need to come together. And if we do, I think really I believe we can really win. I think that most people that aren't within the marijuana community are actually very behind marijuana. It was an easy proposition to get on the ballot. It had overwhelming signatures by the general population to put it on the ballot. And we can actually use marijuana as a platform to bring the young voters into it the way the Obama administration did. We can't wait for somebody else to do it for us. We are that community. So I think we all have a responsibility to find out where we stand on it and why and go for that. And let's just make this happen. We're always going to have an opposing view, even within our own community. When I was working on gay marriage, you run into gay people that don't believe in gay marriage, even though they're gay. I mean, it just happened. True, though. I was shocked. It happened.
It reminds me of Sam Kinison's old line about rock against drugs is like Christians against Christ. But yeah, gay people against gay marriage. That's interesting. let me give Justin here, we'll give you the chance. We got to wrap up the segment. Give you the chance, last word here, to talk about that get out the vote effort or anything you'd like to get across to our listeners.
I really do think it's we have to get the word out to people that are, I hate to use the phrase, but in the closet. Because, we can rally as a sort of the community, but that, to me, seems like preaching the choir. If people are still hesitant about even, talking about marijuana, then there's this boogeyman that we are fighting uphill against. And, the main core, main people of the boogeyman are never going to vote for it, just don't want it. But we need to move past that and start just making it a conversation that is okay to have among people. Get out a conversation of talking about not only medical marijuana, but, researching it, showing that it's not the drug that is to be afraid of. So we need to get it in the normal conversation, just day-to-day conversation, and I think that's where people will start to accept it on a bigger, grander scale.
All right. Thank you so much. I agree completely. Justin Alsman from LA Talk Radio. Give folks again the chance to listen to your show. Where do they have to tune in?
Please, yeah, listen into the SoCal show on LATalkRadio.com. It's Saturdays at noon, so it's coming up this Saturday at noon. It's live show, so love for you to listen. That'd be great.
All right. And Terry, you got another show coming up that people need to know about?
Well, I just want to remind people that we also have our Cannabis Radio show every Wednesday.
Yes.
We're not going to be having it this Wednesday. You can listen to us at Cannabis Times, CannabisMag.com or CannabisTV.com. So we're doing our show there, and so come in and listen and be a part of, call in, talk to us, be a part of the chat line. We're going to have Russ on soon.
All right. We'll be glad to be on there with you. Thanks so much, Terry Joyce and Justin Allsman, for joining us in the Southern California scene. Coming up next, a little radical ranting against some of those stoners against legalization. Stop19.com gets into my crosshairs, and we're going to blow it away. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, this is Webb Hubble. Life insurance is now available for responsible marijuana smokers. For years, responsible marijuana smokers have not been able to access affordable life insurance products. Normal uniquely supports cannabis consumers. Two carriers have already agreed to offer all of their traditional life insurance products at all levels without excluding individuals who smoke marijuana responsibly. Help Normal and help yourself. If you've been declined for life insurance, are paying above market premiums, or simply want to know what now may be available in the way of insurance for marijuana smokers, contact me at info@mclaughlinonline.com or simply call me at 202-293-5566.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended Shaolin Temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant. Welcome back, everyone. 46 after the hour, and I gotta tell you about this website that popped up into my radar. Got it through email. Somebody forwarded it to me. Stop19.com. Stop19.com. And yes, this is another one of those stoners against legalization and how bad and awful it would be if we were to legalize marijuana.
Somebody on the chat, Russ, said we shouldn't call them potheads. We should call them knotheads.
Knotheads. There you go. This Stop19.com, the thing that, well, first of all, we can't take it too seriously, right? Because there's a big disclaimer on their site that says Stop19.com makes no warranties of any kind, either express or implied, concerning the data, statistics, opinions, quotes, images, etc. on the site, and does not warrant that it will contain no errors or be accurate. So, a little bit of a CYA there, don't you think?
That's awesome.
Yeah, so don't, you know, they already are telling you don't buy anything,
don't,
you know.
Don't buy into this at all, but here you go. Here's some.
So, here's what got me, though. Here's what caught my attention. You go to their site, and they've got these photoshopped images of the old Joe Camel ad. Remember the Joe Camel with the penis-looking face, and, you know, he's got his arms crossed? It did. It looked like a scrotum.
It did.
Come
look
on,
like
let's be honest.
Penis and scrotum.
And he's got the arms crossed, right? But they've photoshopped on a pot leaf tattoo onto his forearm, right? And the caption up above it says, "Vote yes to get the same 600 addictive and poisonous additives in your cannabis as we put in your tobacco. Camel for Prop 19. Warning, a vote for Proposition 19 is a vote for the big tobacco takeover of cannabis production." And then a similar one with a Marlboro man with a pot leaf on his hat.
How many times do we have to debunk this, right?
Every week, I suppose.
I guess
until
so.
We pass legalization. Yeah. So here we go. First of all, they don't make any citation to what paragraph in Prop 19 cedes the entire cannabis market to Philip Morris or R.J. Reynolds, nor do they give us any statistics or data to support the idea that people who could grow their own 5x5 ganja garden or get weed freely from their friends or become Prop 215 patients or join a Prop 215 collective would somehow instead choose to buy swag weed from Philip Morris with poisonous and addictive additives. Yeah, they still haven't figured out how that works, right? But the other page comes up and warns us about the cannabis cartels. Yes, the dreaded cannabis cartels, including cannabis millionaire Richard Lee. You know, the guy who still runs around on a manual wheelchair. Like, he's got the money, he could afford
marijuana man gate.
Yeah, he could afford the latest and greatest wheelchair stuff. Anyway, yeah, the cannabis cartel, who spent $1.4 million to place Prop 19 on November's ballot. Well, guess what? It costs money to put an initiative on the ballot. Thank God we had somebody who would cough up some money to put it on the ballot. I don't see why that's a bad thing. But here's the thing. They got this whole idea that, and going on, quoting from the site, this cartel has close ties to Oakland's political machine. Okay. Wow. So the businesses that run oftentimes build up relationships with government. That's not a problem. But the idea here is that Oakland, right, which has licensed 4 mega marijuana grows that cost $221,000 for a license and $3 million, you got to have $3 million worth of insurance, right? And we talked about that before. But they're saying since Oakland did this with the mega grows, all the other 477 incorporated cities in California won't let anyone grow. And so everyone will have to drive to Oakland and buy from the mega grows. Unless, of course, you're growing your own 5x5 or getting it from your friend or shopping at one of the existing dispensaries or joining a collective, right? Other than that, no other city is going to legalize the production and everybody has to drive to the Bay Area, right? And they'll never notice the giant sucking sound of California tax dollars funneling to Oakland and want to get a piece of that pie. Yeah, no. They will just, they'll just give it up and everybody will have to drive to Oakland. Okay. So, all right. That's one of their things. But as we keep going down here, one of the most egregious things, and to me, this just crystallizes exactly what these so-called stoners against legalization are really all about. Here's the quote. So why should you care? After all, weed will be legal, right? Wrong. Cannabis is already legal in California. All you need is a medical recommendation. For no age limits, no growing limits, no big corporations, no excessive taxes, and no crackdown from the feds. Just readily available, high-quality medicinal cannabis. And even without a doctor's recommendation, possession of less than an ounce in California is not an arrestable offense. Considering Prop 19 only allows you to have up to an ounce, what exactly is the advantage for cannabis users? You guessed it. There is no advantage. The only advantage is for the Prop 19 cartel. Now, this is just reprehensible because I'm afraid there might be some young and uninformed cannabis consumers that'll say, oh, well, you can't get arrested for an ounce, so an ounce is already legal. Wrong. Cannabis is not legal in the state of California. If you're caught with an ounce of it, you're not arrested. That's true. But you still get an offense. You still get a misdemeanor. You still get a drug conviction. Even though you weren't arrested, you still get a drug conviction. And that drug conviction haunts you. You can't get your student loans. You can't get student grants if you want to go to school. You can't get federally subsidized housing. You can have problems in trying to join the military. You have to check a checkbox that you're a drug criminal every time you go to look for a job. That's still a crime in California. Still happens to people. And for the people who are Prop 215 patients that think it's legal, guess what? It's not legal for you either. You're merely exempted from criminal prosecution. And the minute they can find any little technicality to show that you're breaking the medical marijuana rules, well, that protection no longer applies, and you're subject to the same criminal penalties all the rest of us are. So don't be telling people that cannabis is already legal in California, because it's not. I think the 78,514 Californians that were arrested in 2008 for misdemeanor marijuana possession and the felony sales and manufacture of marijuana might just disagree with that notion. Now, I cannot overemphasize, if this is the first time you've heard me talk about this, I cannot overemphasize the word legal. Legal. Because right now what you're doing is illegal. And when something's illegal, that gives the cops all sorts of latitude to try to stomp out that illegality. Once marijuana is legal, even the Prop 215 amounts, or Prop 19, excuse me, amounts of 1 ounce and a 5x5 garden, the minute that's legal, all sorts of things that used to be probable cause to harass cannabis consumers no longer are. The sight or smell of plants, of smoke, weed, bongs, seeds, stems, leaves, papers, grow lights, bags of fertilizer, receipts, none of that involved with marijuana is any more a probable cause once Prop 19 passes. Now, I've heard people say, oh, it only lets you have a 5x5 garden. But did you also realize that within Prop 19, it allows you to keep the entire harvest of that garden? Yeah, the entire harvest.
The fruits of your labor.
That's right. The 1 ounce is how much you can have out there, out in public, out running around or driving around. What you can have where your 5x5 is, that is all yours. Now, there's some more silly stuff I got to get to real quick here on this stop19.com idiocy. They have a site, a page up on their site, 10 reasons to vote no, which I'm going to set up like bowling pins and knock down with the bowling ball of reason. First of all, they say Prop 19 isn't really legalization. It only allows the possession of up to 1 ounce of cannabis. How much do you have to be allowed to legally possess before it's really legal? Because right now, possession of anything is a crime. So it seems to me, being able to possess 1 ounce is legality, is legalization. Number 2 says, Prop 19 creates several new cannabis-related crimes with extremely severe penalties. Don't pass a joint to a 17-year-old. You will be looking at a max of 7 years in state prison. Seriously. Well, first of all, that's misleading, too, because that's already a crime. It's already a crime to pass a joint to a 17-year-old with a max of 7 years in the state prison. The new crime is passing it to someone 18 to 20. But really, is this the concern here? Is the concern here really that you're not going to be able to smoke joints with teenagers anymore? That's why you want to hold up legalization? It's no wonder that the general public has had the what about the children argument to use against us for years. If that's the attitude you have, that we should be adults over the age of 21 hanging out with teenagers and having bong parties. Number 3, Prop 19 is solely designed to allow large-scale cannabis production by politically connected corporations. Oakland has already granted a license to the Prop 19 cartel. Yeah, solely designed to help the large-scale cannabis producers, except for that whole, you can have an ounce, you can grow your own personal garden, and you can keep the complete production from your garden. If they were really trying to help the big cartels, they wouldn't let you grow your own, right? Oh, and by the way, I hate to break it to you, but the website that you're hosting is being hosted and transmitted and was probably created using hardware and software made by large-scale politically connected corporations. Number 4 says that the most legal experts agree Prop 19 is poorly written. For example, consuming cannabis would be illegal in the same space as a minor. Police and judges are free to interpret the word space to mean the same room, the same house, or even the same apartment complex. Yeah. Those experts who go unnamed and uncounted on the site are certainly not most. I suppose judges and police could interpret space to mean an entire apartment complex, but I suppose they could also interpret space to mean the cosmos. And as soon as they try to bring that to court, actual legal experts, you know, like people on the normal legal committee, will come in and blow that out of the water. There is only so far that interpretation can be stretched. It might be stretched to the same house. I could see that possibly. Entire apartment complex? Get real, people. The number 5 point here of why you shouldn't vote yes on 19 from stop19.com says, there's no need to rush into a law that will be difficult to change. There are better full legalization laws, including one to be set to the ballot on 2012. Well, gosh, I'm sure the thousands who get arrested for possession and growing over the next 2 years will enjoy hearing all about that from prison. Look, it's nice to talk about how there'd be a better full legalization law and how it's set to get onto the ballot on 2012. But, you know, there's two realities at work here. Can you get it on the ballot? And can it pass? Now, these full legalizers, you know, the people I call the tomato model people, they've been pushing these ideas since the 80s, but this is the first legalization to get on the ballot since 1972. So we can dream all we want about great huge farmer markets and 99 plants and all the pot prisoners set free and, you know, everybody holding hands and singing kumbaya, but can you get it on the ballot? And if you can get on the ballot, can you convince me that 50% plus one of all the voters are going to support it? Baby steps, man. You can't go from absolute prohibition to absolute freedom in one step. This is going to take a series of coordinated steps, and California's taken the first big step. Get yourself registered, stop believing this Stop 19 nonsense, and vote for your own freedom. Get registered by October 18th. Young people, I'm especially counting on you. You're doing it not just for California. You're doing it for the entire United States. You're doing it for the world.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm Radical Russ for Cannabis Carry and Ganja John. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.